ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're starting to record. The word sunnah is used in different meanings. The first meaning is sunnah versus bid'ah.
We did this one.
Yes, but we didn't cover it comprehensively. You will see the difference. The first one is sunnah versus bid'ah. So what is bid'ah?
We already discussed this.
Yes, it's coming.
Yeah, I know, but we already discussed this,
guys.
I wasn't here.
Yeah. So sunnah, what is bid'ah?
Bid'ah is like...
innovation. Yes. Bid'ah means innovation. So sunnah versus bid'ah, it means that this is not an innovation, and this is innovation. You understand? Innovation, I think, or invention. What's the best word?
Invention.
When I invent something, okay, if I decide to pray like this, is this sunnah or bid'ah?
Bid'ah.
Bid'ah means what?
Invented.
Invented something. I invented it. Okay? Okay? If I decide to pray like this, sunnah or bid'ah? Bid'ah.
Wait, wouldn't that just be haram?
Well, let's stick with the pianist. Like, for example, it's haram. Each bid'ah is haram. Okay. So the bid'ah is haram. That's right. Okay? So, sunnah means the right way. Bid'ah means it is the invented way. Now, let me ask you a question. Okay. Is it bid'ah to drive home with your car? Or do you have to use your camel? You have to use the camel or drive home with a car?
Camel.
Is it bid'ah or sunnah to check the time of the prayer on your iPhone? It's okay. Is it okay to check time of the prayer on your iPhone?
Yeah.
It's not a bid'ah?
Huh?
It's not a bid'ah?
What does that mean?
No. Bid'ah means you've invented something.
Oh, no.
It's not bid'ah, right? Okay. But again, if I pray like this, it's what? Bid'ah. So what's the difference? Why would you kill this? Yeah, just like, why would you kill this bid'ah, but checking the prayer time on your phone is not bid'ah?
That's wrong. That's not.
Okay. In other words, you're trying to say is that bid'ah has to be bid'ah in the religion. Bid'ah has to be bid'ah in the religion itself.
Yeah.
Instead of fasting Ramadan, we fast April. That's bid'ah. Okay? Mm-hmm. Alright. The second is sunnah means way of life. Sunnah means way of life. So when we say sunnat Ahmed. Sunnat Ahmed, which means that life of the way of life Ahmed's doing.
Life, yeah.
So if we do sunnah of the Roman Empire, then what do we mean sunnah by the Roman Empire? Huh? It means
it's the
Roman Empire way of life. So that's the first. This is the second meaning of sunnah, which is way of life. Way of life. Okay. Sunnah versus halal, haram, fard, makruh. Okay. Do you know how do we classify things? The halal and haram are the do's and the don'ts. But actually, it's not halal. It's wajib.
Wait. I'm doing it.
Okay. It's fard. Fard means? Fard means what?
Do it.
Go ahead. Mandatory. Do it. That's called fard. Right? Okay. How about... How about haram? Is don't.
Forbidding,
yes. So halal and haram are the do's and don'ts. So do this and this and this, don't do this and this and this. Okay. Sunnah is optional thing to do. So when I tell you, pray sunnah prayer, I mean what?
Optionally.
Optional. So can I say it's fard to pray the two rak'ahs after? Duha prayer, for example. Can I say it's fard? It is? Sunnah. Yes. This is Sunnah. So, must do becomes a Sunnah. Becomes may do. So, must do becomes may do. May do is Sunnah. How about makruh? Who knows what makruh is? Yes?
It's a not preferred.
Not preferred, mashallah. Very good. Not preferred. If you do the sunnah, do you get hasanat?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you stay away from the makruh, do you get hasanat?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But what if you don't do the sunnah? Do you get sayyat? Huh? What if you don't do the sunnah? Do you get sayyat?
No, you don't.
What if you do the makruh? Do you get sayyat? If you do the makruh, you get sayyat?
Yeah.
Like eating too much. This is makruh. Okay? You can say makruh means
not preferred.
Not preferred. If you stay away from makruh, you get hasanat. You're good to do the sunnah. You're good to do the stay away from the makruh. Got it? One time a guy asked. Okay, I'm going to tell you the question of the guy and you tell me why this is sort of stupid question. So one guy asked. This guy said, is it haram to do makruh?
No.
No, actually,
no.
That is a stupid question. Why?
There's no
because makruh.
You left that back right here for the time.
Because makruh. Because makruh means it's one of the classifications. So you can't say it's haram to do makruh or it's fard to do sunnah. That is a stupid question. All right. The sunnah that we will be learning today, the word sunnah that we are learning today, is the sayings and the actions of the prophets. The what? Sayings and
the actions.
Actions of the prophet. Now, let me ask you a question. Did the prophet allow anybody to write the sunnah when he was alive?
Yes.
True or
no.
Okay. It's no. The reason is, I'm going to tell you a keyword and you find out. Has to do with the word confusion. Has to do with the word confusion. So he stopped, right? He did not allow anybody to write the sunnah when he's alive. The reason is, has to do with the word confusion. Huh?
He didn't want to cause confusion.
Huh?
MashaAllah
takbir, because they might confuse
Allah
it with Allah. The Prophet did not allow people to write the Sunnah when he was alive because he was afraid that people will confuse it with the Quran. So, when was the first guy to write the Sunnah? Anybody knows?
His cousin.
No.
His brother.
The Imam Malik. Imam Malik. Do you know somebody named Malik?
Yes,
the
name
Malik.
Malik is a name commonly used. So Imam Malik is the one who started writing the Imam Malik, and following is Imam Ahmad. So Imam Malik and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Do you remember Imam Ahmad? We talked about him.
Yes.
We talked about him. Do you remember?
We actually commented on all four of them. Imam Ahmad was one of the people who influenced, who kept Islam from being influenced by others.
By philosophy, right? Do you remember that? Wasn't he the one who has been whipped and tortured beyond imagination just to get to admit that the Quran is? Why did they torture Imam Ahmad? Because
they wanted him to say that the Quran
is
was false.
No, the Quran is a creation of Allah. What is Quran, the creation of Allah?
Yeah.
No. Quran is the talk of Allah. Quran is the what?
Speech
of Allah. So what's Quran? The speech of Allah. And the speech of Allah is like Allah, have no beginning, has no end. It's the speech of Allah. Okay. So they tortured him to say, how did they come up with this idea? They came up with this idea from philosophy. So philosophy tells them, is this book, Quran, teaching of Allah, or is this the saying of Allah, or creation of Allah? Okay. Now, the third one that we're going to talk about a lot today, his name is Al-Bukhari. His name is what? Al-Bukhari. So what is his name? Imam al-Bukhari. And the reason we're selecting Imam al-Bukhari, because he was the toughest guy in collecting the hadith. Let me tell you about the criteria he used. So here is the Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here is Imam
al-Bukhari.
Imam Bukhari was lived from 194 to 256.
It's Bukhari, right? 194 to what?
256. After Hijrah. Bukhari.
No, 256.
So he was born
194 to 256?
Yeah.
And he died.
This is,
did Imam Bukhari see the Prophet?
This is obviously in the Islam calendar year because Prophet Muhammad lived in the year 600, I think.
This is Hijri. This is Hijri.
Are you writing over there?
No, it's not Hijri. That's I want to just write one diagram. This is not Hijri. This is 194. Yes, this is Hijri.
This is, of course, it's Hijri.
It's Hijri, yes. Yeah, okay. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Bukhari was born in 194. So how much time between Imam Bukhari and the Prophet Hijra? Okay. Hello, focus with me here. How did the hadith? How did the hadith get transmitted? Get what? Transmitted from the Prophet to Imam Bukhari, huh? Girls, smart girls. How? What happened?
By word of mouth.
He stopped people of writing his hadith when he was alive because he didn't want them to be confused with the Quran. We agreed on that. Okay. So, how did the teaching of Prophet Muhammad got transmitted from Prophet Muhammad to Imam Bukhari? Yes. You're getting close. You're getting very close. Huh? It has to do with the chain. It has to do with what? Chain. Huh? So, huh? I'm giving you a hint. The chain. The question is, how did the hadith arrive to get transmitted from Prophet Muhammad to Bukhari? The answer has to do with the chain. Chain of what?
Chain of
huh? A chain of narrators, mashallah. Mashallah, you're today.
What year in the history calendar did Prophet Muhammad
die? 10.
Wow, that's like 3 lifetimes. Between Prophet Muhammad
these are what? Links in a chain. So she was really smart when she said the hadith will arrive by chains. This chain is made of chains of what? Narrators. Chain of narrators. Galina. Chain of narrators. Chain of narrators. For example, X told Y. Y told Z, Z told M, M told N, N told Imam Bukhari. You got it?
So,
no. Easy. Easy, girls. Easy. Easy. Please.
Guys! I hope you guys don't act this way in
Do you understand?
You'll study for all your.
Okay.
No, we have to
the class.
Yeah.
So that hadith science, hadithology, hadith science. Hadith sciences, hadith sciences. Please, quiet. Hadith sciences is built on Hadith sciences is built on the chain. Hadith sciences is built on the chain. Hadith sciences is built on the chain. So, studying the chain. So Imam Bukhari hears hadith, hears about a hadith. So he wants the chain, to check out the chain. So he goes to the chain. When he hears that somebody narrated the hadith, he travels to this person. Okay, let me talk to you about Imam Bukhari in particular. Why? Because his criteria was the toughest criteria. Toughest criteria. Toughest to authenticate in the hadith. Lina. His criteria in authenticating the hadith was the toughest. Okay? I'm going to tell you a story about how tough is he. He heard that a person narrated the hadith. He heard that the person narrated the hadith. So he traveled all the way where the person lives. You know how easy it is to travel, how difficult is traveling, was traveling in the past? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like not like an easy airplane ride, not today. It's terrible. It's going with going in a caravan and has to be protected, and the bandits can, you know, can capture you and all of these. Okay? So now he goes and travels to that person. And then he wants to see if this person is credible or not. If this person is what?
Credible
or not. So the Arabian tradition was, if you get a guest, you don't ask this guest what is he doing there for how many days?
Three
days. So when a guest comes, you can't ask him, why are you here? Except after? Huh? After what?
3 days.
3 days. So Imam Bukhari will travel to that person and he will stay as a guest for how long?
3 days.
3 days. During these 3 days, he's watching the guy, really keeping an eye on the guy. Really. So one guy was doing this. You know how when you get dressed, you get a long dress, and you want the camel to come and eat? Long dress.
Jalabiya.
Just like you.
You know men wear this. What is it? And they have cuffs. And it's like a.
So they use the jalabiya to put food for the camel.
Also, they pull up the dress.
Yes, exactly.
Oh wait, let me see.
Hey, this wasn't too bad for something that's so quick. See? You may now apply. I actually didn't expect it to
respond.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, so, now we're the better side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he does this. People put the food for the camel in their jalabiya, right? And they do like this for the camel, which means what?
Come eat
the food. Get him on the ground.
Exactly. Not on the ground. They eat from the galabay. So this guy had the camel runaway camel, and he wants to get the camel. So what he did, he took his galabay and did like this, but there was no food in the galabay. So he cheated the camel, right? He cheated the camel.
What?
He cheated the camel. That's if you're listening, you would have understood.
No, I mean like you understood the story.
Listen from her. Okay, so I cheat the camel. I say, food, and the camel comes, and he captured the camel. When this happened,
my uncle had a farm and to call the chickens, he's like,
okay. The point here I'm trying to make is that the guy cheated the camel. So Imam Bukhari gathered his stuff and he started leaving. So the guy went after him and said, I did not ask you what are you doing here. I didn't ask you what are you doing here. So why were you here? Why did you come to me? Imam Bukhari said, I came because I heard that you narrated this hadith and I wanted to find out how credible you are. If you cheat on the camel, then you're not credible. Do you understand how tough is this? Isn't that tough criteria? It's tough. Because he wanted to make sure that the guy doesn't cheat on the camel. I'm sorry, he doesn't want credibility.
He wants to make sure that the person is honest and truthful. Because if they're not honest and truthful, then they could be completely fabricating the hadith, or maybe they twisted it in their mind.
He also checks the memory. He checks the memory. So in addition to credibility, he checks the memory. Okay? So if he finds a person with weak memory, then the hadith is? Hadith is rejected. Again, if he finds a person who's not credible, then the hadith is? Can't hear you. The hadith is rejected. The hadith is rejected. Get up. This won't work like that. Get the host, and I'm not able to deliver the message. The hadith is rejected if the narrator has no credibility. Also, the hadith is rejected if the narrator has a weak memory. If the narrator has a what? Weak memory. A hadith is rejected when you have a weak link. Weak link. A hadith is rejected if it has a weak link. If it has what?
A weak link.
A weak link means a person with not enough credibility. The hadith is rejected also if the chain is disconnected. If the chain is disconnected. How? A narrated with B from B. C narrated from A. If what's your first name?
Asia.
And?
Samia.
If Asia and Samia are in the chain, but they have not seen each other or met each other, then what kind of link is that? So the link is rejected. The chain is rejected. The chain is rejected. Got it? Okay. What if one guy died before the other guy was born? Then what kind of a chain is this?
A weak link.
Weak chain. Do you understand? So
guys.
I would have to ask the people who talk to me to leave the class because they are disturbing me and disturbing everybody else. Okay? So this is how it's all about judging these links. Judging these links or judging these chains. That's what it is all about. Let me ask you a question. If a hadith has a grammatical mistake, then is it a sound hadith or a bad hadith? If I had a mistake in grammar, in Arabic grammar. See, you guys are not focused. If a hadith has a mistake in the Arabic ground, then it's what? In the Arabic grammar, then it's what? Bad hadith. Do I need to check the chain? No, the hadith itself is bad. There's no need to check the chain.
Why? Because Prophet Muhammad had great grammar.
Perfect grammar. Actually, the grammar was based on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam language and the Quran language. That's how the grammar was built. Okay. There are different classifications. The first classification of hadith is hadith sahih. Hadith sahih. Hadith what? Hadith sahih, it means that the chain is strong. The chain is strong. The links on the chain, which are the narrators, they are credible and have a good memory. They are credible and have a good memory. Not only that, but they met each other. They met one another. Okay? There was a period of time when they met each other. Okay?
That's actually another thing that's good criteria for a hadith. If there are two people, opposite side of the world, don't even know each other, never familiar with each other's names, and they both say the exact same hadith verbatim, then it would be considered a strong hadith, because how else would they have communicated the same?
Exactly. When people lie, the lies are different. And there's a joke about that. There were kids, like, they had a test, finals. And they went to Las Vegas the day before. And then they overslept. You heard it?
Yeah, you told us this.
Okay, so the lesson to learn from this story is, people when they lie, they come up with different lies. But people when they say the truth, they say the same exact thing. So if the hadith is narrated by 40 people who don't know each other, and they narrate the same exact hadith, then we call this hadith is mutawatir. I want to use this.
Fine.
Huh? Fine. This is the chain. So if we have 40 chains for the same hadith, 40 people narrated the same hadith, they don't know each other, then it is strong hadith. It's called mutawatir. It's called sahih and mutawatir. Okay?
Wait, can you tell the story thing about the Las Vegas?
Okay.
What happened was that they were teenagers and they went to Las Vegas. And what happened is when they came back, they completely missed their final. And so when they came up to the professor, a couple days later, they were like, oh, our tire popped, that's why we couldn't make it. And so he put them in different rooms and he asked each one of them which tire had popped. And
that was 99% of the grade, was which tire was popped.
Yeah, so it's not like on the test.
Why is that? So because people can't agree on the same line. People don't agree on the same line. Okay. So the kinds of hadith that we have sahih. So we have a classification called sahih. Classification called
sahih.
Sahih means strong and authentic, well authenticated. Sahih means well authenticated. There is another, Lena. Sorry, well authenticated. And there is another classification called hasan. Called what?
Hasan.
Hasan is good, but not perfect. Sahih is perfect. Sahih is
perfect.
Hasan is good, but it's not perfect. Okay, so when I say this hadith is hasan, then it means that it's good, but it's not perfect. Did I say this right? Yes, that's right. When I say this is sahih, it means?
Not perfect.
Perfect. Okay, so what is perfect?
Sahih.
What is good, but not perfect?
Hasan.
Good job. Okay. Now.
If your kids name is Hasan, they're not perfect.
No, this is in the hadith science. No. Has nothing to do with real life.
If you tell okay. mom whose son is Hasan,
their kid's not perfect.
Yeah.
Yarib means a stranger.
But some people are named Hasan.
Yarib means it's the weak. It's cool. The weak had problems. The link has problems.
Yarib.
The link?
Yarib.
Gharib. So, gharib means the link has problems in it. Gharib is the link has problems.
Actually means is weird.
Daif means the link is really weak. The link is really weak. And then that last classification of lying. This hadith is lie. Lie means batil. So what you do is, if a hadith has a grammatical mistake, then it is batil. Okay? Batil means a lie. Is batil and da'if, is batil and weak are the same?
No.
No. Because batil means for sure it's a lie. Batil means for sure it's a lie. Da'if means it is weak. It is weak, but it's not a lie. It's not a lie, but it's weak. We can't do well with the chain. The chain of narration is not well. The chain of narration is not well. Okay. Okay. Okay, so let's talk now about Hadith al-Bukhari. Imam Bukhari. The criteria that Imam Bukhari did was the toughest criteria, right? Or the least tough?
Very tough.
Very tough. I wrote it on the board.
Very tough. He turns away a hadith, he turns away a witness, he turns away a narrator or a witness just because he's cheated the camel. Okay, that's a very strict, this is very strict. So hadith, the second most correct book after Quran to us Muslims. The second most correct book of hadith after Quran is Hadith of Bukhari.
You know how they always cite the person who had the, if it's al-Bukhari, you know for sure that this hadith is on point. Like, no
Quran, Quran is 100%. Quran to us Muslims, the most correct book is to us Muslims, the most correct book is
Quran.
Then the second most correct book is? No, Bukhari. Sahih al-Bukhari. Sahih al-Bukhari had 4,000 hadith. Actually, 8,000 hadith. When you combine the same hadith together, you end up having 4,000 different hadith. But total is 8,000 hadith. Do you understand this part?
Is that it?
No. Okay, now we're going to deal with the first hadith. The first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari is about the intentions. It's about what?
Intentions. These are actual, very important things, unlike spam, which is not a problem. So,
is this spam?
Blame them. So,
It's not fair. Allah, look, I'm sweating. I'm tired just because I'm shouting and you guys are keep talking. It's not fair. So the first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari is the hadith of the intentions. And the last hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari is the hadith of, or the Prophet said, two words. Two sentences that are very easy to say and very highly rewarded by Allah, which to say, Subhanallah wa bihamdih, Subhanallah al-Azim. So he said, Subhanallah wa bihamdih are easy to say, but it's more the most rewarded, or they are rewarded very well by Allah for saying them.
Plus, it's neat. So if you get really bored and you're walking someplace, good thing to say just as.
That's the most efficient use of your time. If you're idle, is to say Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Now, the first hadith talks about intention, and it is the most important hadith in all the hadith. The most important hadith is about the intentions. Scholars say this hadith is one third of Islam. This hadith is one third of Islam.
And the other third is al-ikhlas.
No, the other is one third of Islam. The other two third is nothing without. So it is what? One third of Islam. The other two thirds is not any good without it. You understand that? Okay. Guess what would hadith talk about? What is it that is one third of Islam that the other two thirds are not good without it? Without this one third. Guess what it be? I'll give you a key word. Intent. Intent. That's a key word for
intent
the answer.
Intent is the biggest thing in Islam. There is a million things that you
can... Oh, hold on. Let's see. Intent. Who knows? Who can give me the answer now? The most important thing in Islam. One third of Islam goes...
Your intention.
Intentions. That's right. Intention. Perfect. Do you know that if two people would do the same exact thing, one of them will go to heaven and the other one will go to hell? How? Explain.
If you have the right intentions, you go to heaven. If you have the wrong intentions, you go to hell.
That's right.
There is a million hypotheticals in Islam that is very easily solvable by intent. So let's just say you wanted to go to Aisha, but then you completely missed it. There was some red light that didn't want to turn green, so you sat there for 5 minutes, and those 5 minutes, they were praying. Well, Aisha, let's just say. Would you or would you not get the good deeds for praying in the masjid?
You would.
Exactly. Because you tried, then that is the key word. It's intention.
Yes.
It only really matters what is in your heart. I can force everybody here to start wearing the hijab.
Do you use it? Yeah,
technically.
I do too.
But
the intention is?
The intention for you guys is, I'm only wearing this because I am so afraid of Lena, because Lena's the most amazing person in the world. I think she's just going to kill me out of amazingness.
Okay.
So that is the reason why I'm
that
one hijab.
Okay. One person is donating $10,000 in the same fundraising. Two people are donating $1,000 each in the same fundraising. One goes to Jannah, one goes to hell for donating $1,000. What's the difference?
I know this one.
Go ahead.
Can I?
Yes.
Okay. One person, their intention is to show off how much money they have, and the other person is to give to their intention is to give to the needy.
That's right.
But
he wanted to give it, like to show off like this.
But still, isn't hell too like strong for?
Yeah, I'll tell you a hadith that will explain how. So, if I am donating $20 to show off, so I say, everybody, I'm donating $20. I'm donating what?
$20.
Okay, here we go. I'm donating what? $20. Okay, here. Guys, I'm donating. So I'm donating. Everybody, listen. 6 o'clock news. Come. I'm donating $20. Here. You got it.
He had a good chance.
So that means your hell. You're going to. They're
the
going to be.
The person in the hypothetical world wouldn't have actually snatched the $20 real away. But the thing is that he really wants attention. What is he? So Allah, in the hadith that said, Allah will grant him what he wanted, and that was the attention of him getting $20, but he will not grant him the reward of giving the $20.
Because he didn't intend to get the reward. He didn't want the reward. He wanted the reputation, right? He did not intend to go to Jannah for that. He did not intend to please Allah and go to Jannah for that. Okay, now, let me quiz you, give you a quiz. A guy going to the liquor store. A guy going to the liquor store. And he found... And did you guys hear about this example before?
No, I don't know.
Okay. So, a guy a guy who goes to the liquor store to buy liquor, and he found the store closed. He found the store closed. Does he get the bad deed or he doesn't?
Yes.
Yes. Masha'Allah. That's right. He has the intention.
But would he still have the same equivalent amount of bad deeds as the person who did go to the liquor store and did drink?
Yes. Exactly.
Sure?
Yeah. No.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. What's her name? There we go. I like her. She actually listens.
Okay.
Actually,
oh my God.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this a similar question.
Shh. My hand.
Let me ask you a similar question. Let me ask you a similar question. What if this guy went to the liquor store, then he changed his mind because he felt ashamed of Allah? He told himself, shame on you. Shame on you.
He doesn't get bad deeds because the thing is,
He changed his intention.
He decided to do the right thing.
No.
He
wouldn't get
anything.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
How you still
like first? Here is the surprise. He gets a good deed.
Yeah.
For his deen being strong.
He gets a good deed. Even though he actually went and he started walking towards the liquor store with the intention of getting the liquor. But now he changed his mind. And he said,
again.
He said, shame on you. He said what?
Is it gone?
Shame on you.
Yeah, no?
Okay.
Is
it gone? Is it gone?
Okay. Okay. The guy. I'm keeping you girls here, you know, until I finish that supper. So you're staying with me. Okay. Well, there is a certain amount that I need to finish. A guy who was going to the store, who actually started going, and in his way, he changed his mind. He said, shame on you. Then does he get punished, or he get nothing, or he gets hasanat?
Hasanat.
He gets a hasanat, because he stopped himself. Okay, a guy wanted to drink the liquor. This one is tricky, so listen to this. Listen to this, it's tricky. A guy who wanted to drink the liquor and he started walking towards that liquor store. But in the middle, he said, but the doctor said don't drink wine. I better listen to the doctor. And he changes his mind and he starts walking back. Oh. This guy gets hasanat or sayyat?
Sayyat.
Huh? Who says hasanat? Who says the guy gets hasanat? Raise your hand. The guy gets hasanat. Huh? He didn't do it. He changed his mind. So the guy gets hasanat, right?
Yeah, but he didn't.
No, but he
didn't.
He didn't because the dog is at
home.
I was going to say
that. Here is it. Dima got it. He said he didn't do it for Allah. He did it because his doctor said, don't do. It's bad for your health.
So that means he won't get good deeds. But
how about the
no
bad
deeds? Or bad deeds?
Bad.
He will get bad deeds for changing his mind? No.
What?
No. He will get exactly. He will get nothing. He will get nothing. And this is the mercy of Allah. He will get nothing. He's supposed to be punished for that. Now, except in Mecca. Okay? Mecca is there, the requirements or the conditions in Mecca or the consequence in Mecca is very, doing something haram in Mecca is very severe because it's haram. So if that person did this in Mecca, then this person will get nothing or say it at?
Will get
Dima? If this person did exactly the same thing but in Mecca.
That's even worse.
No. This person will get Sayyid.
Yes, yes.
Got it?
Because of Mecca is the house of Allah, things are a lot stricter there. So anything that you do that isn't for like the sake of Allah and isn't for... What's the best way to explain this?
If you change your mind, if you tend to do something bad, and you change your mind because of the doctor, for example, then... You don't get any hasanat or sayyat except where? Except where? In Mecca. Except in Mecca.
You get sayyat.
You get sayyat, that's right. Why is that? Because Mecca is A special place. Okay. Now, a guy who walks into the liquor store and he buys liquor and he drinks the liquor. Then he gets the what? He gets the sayyat. Okay. There is a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who said, that four people, the hellfire, four people will be among the first, who will go to hell. Four people are among the, four kinds of people are among the people who go to hell. Those four people are person who read Quran and taught Quran. A person who spent a lot of money in a charity. A scholar who taught a lot of people. Okay? And the person, the person who read Quran is going to come to Allah. And the shaheed, the fourth person is the shaheed. They go to hellfire the earliest. The earliest, among the earliest ones who go to hellfire.
Did it do for the reputation?
Shaheed. The shaheed. Shaheed means martyr.
It means somebody who died in one of the battles
For the sake of Allah.
For the sake of Allah. So battle of Uhud, the people who died there would go straight to Jannah normally, except for in these four cases.
Aren't you guys surprised when I tell you that the first ones who go to hellfire, among
the
them,
bad intentions.
Are a person who reads Quran, a scholar who, a person who read and taught Quran, a scholar who taught Islam, a person who made a lot of donations to charity causes, and a person who...
So there's read Quran, gave charity, a scholar who taught, and a shaheed.
And the shaheed? And wait, there's one more.
But it's only four people.
Why? Yes. Oh, you did it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why did they go to
hell first?
Okay. Then, yes, exactly. But what happened is that the person who taught Quran, he goes to Allah and says, Ya Allah, I taught Quran for your sake. And taught a lot of people. Allah says, liar. You did it so that people will say, he's a Quran reader. So that people will praise you. You did it to be famous. For people to see you.
Wait, but what if that person actually did it for the sake of Allah?
That's a totally different story. Okay.
This is
so
four
Allah,
cases, specifically just four. Not like four so general types.
So these people just had bad intentions.
That they did that. They did
so
that.
So they can get some praise.
And then Allah, listen to this. Allah is going to tell them, you did it to court recognition, to get recognition, and you got it. And you what?
Got
it. So you were asking for recognition. And you got it. Did you ask for Jannah? Did you want Jannah when you did that? He didn't. The guy did not want Jannah.
He wanted fame.
He wanted fame. And he got fame. But if he wanted Jannah, he would have gotten?
Jannah.
The second guy would do the same thing. The scholar. Allah, he said, Ya Allah, I taught Islam for your sake. Allah says, a liar. You taught it so that people recognize you as a scholar and say, scholar, so and so. You did it for the fame and you got it. You got the fame. I owe you reward because you did it for the fame. I will not give you Jannah because you didn't want Jannah. You really, when you did the deed, you did not want Jannah. You wanted to be recognized. Okay? And the third guy who says, Ya Allah, I died for your sake. Allah says, no, liar. You died so that people will say, brave, brave guy. Look at this brave guy. And you got people to say that. You got recognized. This is your reward. That's what you want. That's what you get. What you want is what you get. You didn't want Jannah? You don't get Jannah. And the same thing with the guy. Say, spend a lot of money. Allah, for your sake. He says, liar. You spend so that people would say, generous. You intended this. You wanted this. You get it. People recognize you and say, generous. Do I owe you any reward? No. You did not intend to do it for Jannah. So I'm not giving you Jannah. What you want is what you get. Okay? So, there's another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that said, people are divided. Unfortunately, I have to finish this hadith. I'm sorry. That's your punishment. Until I finish this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are four kinds of people. four kinds of people. A person who is righteous and rich, righteous and rich, RR, righteous and rich. And he spends his money for the sake of Allah. He spends his money for the sake of Allah. Another guy is righteous but poor. Righteous but poor. He has a desire, he has the wish. He wishes that Allah gives him the money and he would have done like his, the other one. So he's poor, so he doesn't have money to spend. But he has a desire. If Allah will give him money like the rich guy, he will do like the rich guy and spend it. Okay, these are the two kinds. Guess what are the other two? Just guess. One who
so
is...
So now we have two righteous. So the other
righteous and rich. Righteous
opposite,
and poor.
Which is...
Bad guy, but rich. Bad guy, but poor. So bad rich, bad poor. Good rich, good poor. Go, okay? So, the Prophet ﷺ said, these two get the same reward, these two will get the same punishment. So the guy who didn't spend, righteous but he didn't spend, will get the same exact reward like the righteous rich who spent. Why? Because he developed the intention before he had developed the intention. So Allah rewards him for the intention as much as the righteous rich. The righteous rich get the same kind, comparable, the righteous rich, comparable to the righteous poor. Okay, how about the other kinds? A bad rich and a bad poor. The bad rich gets bad deeds for doing, like he's using his money the bad way. He's throwing parties, he's using, he's supporting whatever crime, throwing in wine parties and all of this garbage. He gets, basically, obviously he gets sayyad, right? But the other guy who's poor and bad, okay? We get the same sayyad. And then you say, what, how come? You say, how come? This guy didn't do it because he's poor, this guy did it because he's rich. So, why do they get equal bad deeds? The answer is intention. You don't get what actually happens. You don't get what actually happens. You get what you intended to do. So there are two worlds. The world of intentions, the world of what?
Intentions. You
and
cannot see the world of intentions. It's one of the angels on your right and your left. You know how they write down all your bad and good deeds? When they write down only what they can see, but Allah would not just take those books into account, but he will also take into account your actual intention, what he knows what you wanted at that certain time.
The intention is a secret between you and Allah. Angels don't even know about it. So Allah will take the recorded deeds, and he converts them into hasanat or sayyat. Why? Because he knows the intentions. So whatever happened in the physical world is not important. What is important is what? It's what happened in
your intention.
The intention world. The intention what? Okay, I'm going to quiz you on this last statement to see if you're going to leave or not. Huh. What was the last word that I said, or like last statement?
Intention.
What happens? What matters is what happens in the physical world. True or false?
False.
What is important is what happens in the world of intentions. True or false?
True.
Okay, now you can go.
Get out.